Question: how do we respond to vegans who say that humans are the only species that drink milk even after they grow up, and this proves that milk is not natural diet? Answer: we shouldn't have a very naive or simplistic understanding of what is natural simply by comparing human species with animal species. For example, human dietary habits are substantially different from animal dietary habits. An animal, if we take a calf or any other animal, it has an innate sense of what its food is. Leave a calf alone and the calf will automatically, if once it's grown beyond the lactating period, once it doesn't not drinking mother's milk, cow's milk, then it can automatically understand, okay, this grass is edible, this is what I can eat, this is what I can eat. On the other hand, human beings don't have that capacity. Now, human infant, as it is growing, it puts anything and everything in its mouth. It may sometimes even pick up its own stool and eat it. It may eat hard objects, whatever. So, human beings, from a negative perspective, you see, we don't have a discriminating capacity to know what it is to eat and what is not to eat. So, we need some amount of education for that. That's the general trend. In the animal species, biologically, by their instincts, they know what is edible and what is not. In human species, it is not like that. If somebody gets deserted and lost in a forest, then the person cannot just by looking at a plant know whether this is edible or not edible. Second difference is that human beings are the only species that eat grains. In the sense that other species may also eat grains. There are predator animals which may come into farms and eat the crops. But the point is, we cultivate grains and then harvest them, store them and eat them. Very few species actually do that. Some species just eat a lot and keep their hibernated food inside during hibernation during their own body by creating lumps like camels. Other species may create some stores for food, little bit sometimes. But the whole idea of systematically cultivating food and then storing it in granaries, and then not only that is something which is distinctly human. And in general, if humans are going to do physical hard work, grains are needed for the nourishment. So some extreme naturalists might argue that we should not even eat grains. But then from the biological point of view, from the nutritional point of view, that would be a disaster for the body. Grains are essential for eating, for human beings. So that way also, we cannot just extrapolate from nature and just say that because something is not done by any other species, then we human beings should also not be doing it. Thirdly, humans are the only species that cook food. No other species does anything to change the nature of the food that is available directly through nature. So that also indicates a substantial difference between humans and other species. Now, some people may say that cooking is superfluous, we can eat raw food, but actually raw fruits can be eaten occasionally, some fruits and some vegetables, but as a diet continuously lifelong, practically hardly anyone can live on raw food. Again, it's not just a matter of capacity for austerity or the matter of willpower. It's more a matter of biological inclination and nutritional necessity. So, by cooking, human beings make various delicious cuisines and then they eat the food accordingly. So, the principle of cooking food is common to practically all species, all human races. There might be a few nomadic tribes who may do simple cooking in the form of just getting something and putting it on the stove or putting it on a fire for a few minutes, something like that. But there are the various cuisines in all over the world are quite sophisticated. So, another very important difference between humans and animals is that humans don't just eat based on biological hunger. Humans actually eat based on desire. Sometimes that's why humans may eat more than what is necessary, and that's how they may get into obesity. Very few other animals get into obesity the way humans do. So these four differences primarily, the inability to know what is food, the propensity to eat, to cultivate and store grain specifically for long-term eating, for the capacity to cook food, and the inability to eat just based on functional necessity. So two of these, so these are not necessarily all positive, but they all essentially indicate that human dietary habits are different from animal habits. And that is why we cannot extrapolate from nature and just say that because this doesn't happen in nature, so this shouldn't happen in the human species also. So this is all from the analytical perspective, analytical or material perspective. You know, from the spiritual perspective, we understand that as all living beings are souls essentially, but they are in different bodies. And in specific bodies, specific capacities are given. In the human body, the capacity for Brahma Jigyasa is there. So because of this capacity for Brahma Jigyasa, human beings can do spiritual inquiry and can orient their whole life in such a way that they are furthering their spiritual inquiry. So even the diet that human beings eat, if they follow the scriptures, that diet would be spiritually based, in the sense that that would either be offered to God so that it becomes purifying and spiritually elevating, or at least it should be in the mode of goodness so that it promotes spiritual consciousness. So among the animals, cow is in the mode of goodness, and cow's milk is in the mode of goodness. And drinking cow's milk, Prabhupada would call cow's milk as miracle food, and drinking cow's milk promotes the mode of goodness in human beings. Ahar shuddhav sattva shuddhi. So there is a famous Upanishadic verse which describes how starting with our diet, the pure diet eventually leads to pure consciousness. And vipramoksha, by smriti labdha vipramoksha, by this gradually one spiritual memory becomes strong, and then one can become liberated gradually. So human diet is not just to be extrapolated from comparison with nature, but it has to be understood from scripture. And the Vedic scriptures tell us that milk, because it is in the mode of goodness, coming from cow which is in the mode of goodness, milk because it is a gift from Mother Cow who is dear to Krishna, and milk because it elevates our own consciousness when we eat it, when we honor it, then because of all these reasons, milk should be taken by human beings. Thank you.